Time to have a chat to Mitch Freedman. Hopefully he can find us a winner today at Bendigo and maybe even at the big Vobis Gold meeting on Saturday. G'day, Mitch. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Moonlight Maid, do we get to see her go around in the gold heath on Saturday?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that, I think. Just been sort of taking a little bit of time to get to a peak and, yeah, we'll be looking forward to seeing her go around on Saturday.
Well, Jewel Oaks placed the step up to 2,000. It looks a good race for her on Saturday.
Yeah, it does. You know, what we do from there, I'm not sure. But, yeah, she's going to be in a good class of race for her and good prize money on offer.
Well, there is so much good prize money. You're aiming a few at the day on Saturday. Which race is Broadway and Forth going to go around in?
She goes around in the Vobis Gold sprint for the 1,200-metre race. Yeah, she's right on track for the Sangster as well.
Yeah, what did you make of her run last start at Caulfield?
Magnificent, I thought. You know, she ran the best last 8.64 of the day and probably would have ran the best last furlong of the day if she hadn't been crowded for room. But she has just got this bad racing pattern of getting out the back and finishing off. So, yeah, I mean, we just got to deal with that and hopefully things can she get the right race shape on the right day and win a nice race.
And you've got a couple of three-year-olds nominated for the Guineas, including Moral Force, who won really well at Pakenham last start.
Yeah, it was a pretty sort of tough win, that win at Pakenham. Thought he was sort of pulling away again on the line and looks like the mile probably suit him.
How do you compare him to Fine Weather, your other three-year-old, who we've seen on one occasion ran second at Warracknabeal?
Yeah, Fine Weather. He just hasn't really got his act together yet. He's a bit of a green sort of a horse. Probably would be a normal pattern to go 1,200 to a mile with a horse like him, but he will switch off good enough, but he just hasn't quite got his action together completely at sort of the top end of his gears. So I'm sure he'll sort of benefit from a bit more racing, but there's good prize money on offer. He's qualified for that race and he'll probably take his place as well, provided he has a good week.
You've got a couple of nice chances today at Bendigo, including a first starter, Alonro Colt Safe Secret, who's been well in commission in the market, obviously has jumped out and trialled well. What rap do you have on this two-year-old colt?
Yeah, he's a nice horse. A bit more of a three-year-old type. I reckon he's still a little bit physically a little bit weak and probably needs a little bit more time, but he's ticked all the boxes to get to the races. He's a very intelligent horse, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him go around, but... I'm sure he'll be hitting the line hard. Whether that means he can win or not, I'm not sure.
So he'll get back from that wide gate?
Just be smooth, you know. I'm not going to be pulling him back or pushing him forward. It'd just be smooth and up to Jarrett a little bit. You know, I don't think he can go into with too many plans with a two-year-old that looks like he's still not quite ready. You just got to ride him to the feel on the day. And, yeah, if he... I've got no doubt he'll be hitting the line. As I said, where that puts him, I'm not sure.
You've got Zorro's Dream that goes around in race number four at Toronado, who's been very consistent, yet just the one win from 10 starts.
Yeah, he's a headache. he's a very good track worker. He can work up with any of my horses here at home. But he just hasn't quite put together on race day. He trialled well last week. Didn't handle the wet ground at Ballarat, but he's in good shape. I thought Paddy Payne's horse was clearly the one to beat in that race. If he can beat him, he'll probably be closer to winning.
Well, he's always around the money. So Zorro's Dream is a $5.50 chance in race number four. And then in the last, or in race number eight, you've got No Nay Emerald. And its price in the last is around about a $13 chance. So what chance do you give this filly in the last?
Yeah, she's got some hope. Getting down the weights is the key to her. She's done the fine size little thing and makes good use of Taylor Childs' claim. So... 1,300 probably looked like that she would struggle to get a distance like that early on in her career, but she's probably harnessing her speed a little bit now, and she was very strong at the end of 1,200 at Mornington last start, so hopefully she can turn in a similar performance.
Sounds like the two-year-old Safe Secret might be the best of the day.
I think so, but look, it's probably a little bit of an asterisk on it. I'm thinking that he's going to be a nice horse down the track, and whether that means he can win today, I'm not sure.
All right. Best of luck today, Mitch.
Thank you.
Mitchell Freedman joining us there. A couple of nice runners at Caulfield on Saturday and today at Bendigo. Don't forget, after 10 o'clock, it will be the Victorian Form Preview. Dean Lester will be joining us. We'll also catch up with Simon Wilde as well and get the latest on the track conditions. In the meantime, the Money Man has taken a week off, which means Jason Adams is here to give us all the latest in Greyhound Racing.